Hello, my friends. Hola, queridos amigos. Welcome back to our show. Thank you so much for tuning in today again and every day. We're just so happy to have you and to just learn that there are so many of you who want to communicate and connect and talk and hear all about Jesus, our Lord, who loves us, who has saved us. And we have a very special episode for you today. Un episodio especial. So today is the most special day in history. And today everything changed. So we're going to tell you the story about what happened after Jesus died on the cross. And is you can find it on Matthew 28, 1 through 10, Mateo 28. You can also find it on the Gospel of Mark, El Evangelio de Marcos. You can also find it on Luke 24, the Gospel of Luke 24, El Evangelio de Lucas 24, and John 20, y Juan 20. And here it goes. So it says, after Jesus died, después de que Jesús murió, algunos de sus amigos, some of his friends, amigos, laid his body in a big tomb. Tomb, you say tomb, tumba in Spanish. It's T-U-M-B-A. And they seal it shut with a large round stone. And how you say stone in Spanish, my friend? You say piedra. You can also say roca. And did you know that the name of Peter the disciple is piedra or roca, which means stone? So soldados guarded the tomb. Soldados guarded the tomb. Soldados guarded la tumba. But 3 days later, 3 días después, what happened? 3 días después. 3 days later, an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, del cielo, heaven es cielo, and pushed the stone away from the tomb. Pushed the stone away, movió. To move, you can also say to move. Mover, push, empujar. To push es empujar. E-M-P-U-J-A-R. So they empujaron the stone away. And then the angel sat on the stone. And when the soldiers saw the angel, they fell to the ground. Now, Maria, was walking to the tomb with some of her friends. Do you remember how to say friends? That's right, amigos. So they saw the angel, and the angel said to them, les dijo, do not be afraid. And do not be afraid in Spanish, you say, it's a two word. You say no, the word no, N-O, teman, T-E-M-A-N, no teman. Jesus is not here, he has risen. So Jesus has risen, he has risen, and he is here with us, and he is here for you. He loves you, he has saved you. And he said, the angel said to Maria, to Mary and her amigas, to go and tell Peter and the other disciples. You know how to say disciples in Spanish? You say discípulos. Can you say that word, my friend? Discípulos. D-I-S-C-I-P-U-L-O-S. Discípulos. So go and tell Peter and the other discípulos that Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesús vive. On their way, the women saw Jesus. The women, las mujeres. Do you remember that we learned how to say women? Women is mujeres. M-U-J-E-R-E-S. Mujeres. On their way, the mujeres saw Jesus. They fell to their knees. Knees, rodillas, R-O-D-I-L-L-E-S. They fell to their rodillas and worshiped Jesus. Jesus smiled and said, "Go tell others that I will see them in Galilee." So Mary, Maria, ran to tell the disciples, los discípulos. He is risen, my friend. He is alive. He lives. Jesús vive. He lives in you and in me. And he loves us. He loves you. He will do anything for you, so much so that he died on the cross for you and for me and for all of us. So honor him, worship him, and make this day very special. Un día muy especial. We love you, my friend. Thank you so much again for tuning into our show. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and rate our show so others can find us and spread the word. Also, you can follow us on Instagram. You can easily find us. Just type in the search box, The Bilingual Bible Study. Thank you so much again. Muchas gracias. Good night. Felices Pascuas. Happy Easter. And have a good night. Buenas noches.